Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. Really does help out. And just thank you so much, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from SmoothGazelle9629, who says, "My 29 male, girlfriend 29 female. Wants to get married ASAP. I want to wait till I am ready. This could end the relationship. Any advice would be welcome. We were together previously when we were both 22, right out of college. I was in the friend zone until I asked her out when we both ended up working in the same city. Dated for 9 months and I thought she was the one until she got really distant out of nowhere. At the time, she never wanted anything serious. Thoughts of going to the USA for a master's. I wanted to get serious. She thought I was being needy and indicated that I should be happy that she gave me a chance. She was really popular in college and is very attractive. But I was building my own confidence and I felt I was becoming a catch too. So the fact she thought she was out of my league made me feel insecure. We stay in touch because of some mutual friends. From what I saw, 23 to 27, she dated quite a lot of men. When she was 27 to 28, apparently I hear her parents tried setting up some arranged marriage type of deal. The mutual friend said none of them worked out. She then asked me to meet, and one thing led to another, and we are dating. She asked me at the start if I am looking for a serious relationship, and I said I never dated anyone without serious intentions. But I also said that I wasn't in a rush to get married, and that if she was, because of parental pressure or anything else, she should look elsewhere. We dated for half a year. Honestly, one of the, I assume, best 6 months of my life. Sex was great. She has been super accommodating and sweet. She brought up marriage, and I said I wasn't ready. A lot of friends are divorced, which is crazy, so I just want to be sure. She accuses me of lying about my intentions, but I show her the messages where I say yes to having a serious relationship, but not to have anything rushed. She claims that overall we have dated for over a year and she needs to settle down. After this conversation, things became super distant since. No matter all the sweet goodnight texts I send her, she sometimes doesn't even reply. Never wanted to meet. A month goes by and then she tells me that I should either marry her or move on, saying that she could get any guy and that I am lucky. This again hurt, like it did in my past. I am a humble enough guy, but I believe I have become a catch too, despite how much I liked her. I said I wasn't going to be forced into marriage, so we break things off. Another month goes by, then she starts texting me again, and we start the relationship. It has been 3 months. She's gone back to her sweet self. Says she was wrong to say she could get some other guy and that I was the right one for her. She said that she wants a marriage as soon as I am ready and keeps telling me her parents are pushing her to get married, but I can take my time. I obviously feel smothered by her marriage now and also concerned how she can switch between being sweet and distant at the drop of a hat. Is she being sweet just so that I marry her? I like her, but there is a feeling that this won't work well long term, and I feel marriage is getting increasingly forced rather than it being natural. Any advice? Now, when I was reading this, what was going through my head, and I always like to say what was going on at the time as I was reading it, it just felt like OP's partner was trying to get married to get their parents off of their back. I mean, there could be the other option as well, in that, you know, she's grown up around arranged marriages, so this is what happens within her family and she's ready to settle down now and is trying to manipulate you into it. Either one doesn't sound like a great thing for OP in my opinion, and all of this would certainly make me step back and assess the situation further. But we're gonna cover some comments and we're gonna go to the update to find out what happened next. So Marshall Lawson says, On the one hand, being 29 has unique challenges and pressures, especially for a woman, especially in a culture such as you described where arranged marriages are common. If she is trying to fast track for someone to have kids with, she has every right to leave you if you can't come to an agreement about the timeline. On the other hand, her behavior is inconsistent and even manipulative. It's not right to go around telling your partner things like that I should either marry her or move on, saying that she could get any guy and that I am lucky. That's hurtful, and she is trying to establish that she is more desirable than you, making you feel like you can't leave and you have to put up with whatever she wants. You did the right thing standing up for yourself. Then, when you do break up, she comes crawling back because she knows you are a good partner and a safe bet. And quotes, also concerned how she can switch between being sweet and distant at the top of a hat. Is she being sweet just so that I marry her? And then says, you bet your ass, you would be signing up for a lifetime of this kind of treatment every time she doesn't get what she wants when she wants it. People are usually more sweet and giving before marriage, when they settle into their default comfortable behavior, especially when they are pressuring their partner to fast track marriage. Man, I'm skeptical of the amount of people who shit-talk marriage on here because I mostly think they made bad choices and didn't get to know their life well enough before going all in. But this is a 100% a poster case of the kind of stuff they are talking about. The way she keeps leaving and coming back to you because she is going out hunting for an upgrade. Anyone, regardless of gender, who goes on about how lucky you are to be with them and how you should accept their hurtful behavior is projecting this mentality because they are afraid you will realize how shitty they treat you and close them out of your life for good. Please don't marry this woman. Soshwag says in quotes and also concerned how she can switch between being sweet and distant at the drop of a hat. Then goes on to say you need to listen to this concern in your head and take it seriously. I was with someone for 5-ish years who did this and this behavior is a tactic, not a phase caused by confusion or something. I assure you, it will only become a more readily used tool as time goes on. In the end, it broke me. I had to learn the hard way. If you feel like you're a catch, you are one. Respect yourself and find someone who will do the same. Elephant Memory says, it sounds like you are a last resort. A good man, unmarried, no kids, and known to girlfriend and her family. Please do not allow yourself to be forced into an engagement, let alone a marriage. Her personality switches between sweet and distant are huge red flags. It's easy to fall in love, but staying in love takes work. Your relationship has already had so many ups and downs, so you should weigh what you truly want to do with girlfriend. Love should never feel forced, nor should it hurt. You should consider stepping away from girlfriend for a while to see how you feel without her. There's a saying to marry the one you can't live without rather than the one you can live with. If your life without her doesn't feel right, then give girlfriend another chance. If you can go on, she isn't the one for you. Definitely, do not marry under pressure. And one more from Fjordgard who says, I think no one here can really guess what's going on behind the scenes with her family. She might be under an immense amount of pressure from her family, given how many arranged marriages are falling through, and also depending on what culture she is from. But even if the family has decided to back off for now, that still means that the idea of fast/arranged marriages is something she has grown up with. It was probably something she has heard all of her life, and to her, natural marriages are a strange concept. Arranged marriages aren't out of love and often are business deals of sorts, meaning there is no need for long engagements or dating periods, which is why she is so insistent after what is, to most Western people, a ridiculously short amount of dating time. Overall, I think you and her are very different in what you expect from a relationship, and this marriage thing shows just that. She is seeing herself as some sort of goods, a catch, something with high value. So marriage should naturally be swift, as she is worth that much. Her whole perception of herself, relationships, and probably you is not likely yours. Marriage should always be between two people, enthusiastically saying yes. The more she pressures, the more the idea is soured for you. And on top of that, it's pretty clear you and her perceive relationships and marriage way too differently and want very different things out of them. So honestly, for such a short time, this sounds like more trouble than it's worth. It's probably better each of you finds a partner who wants the same thing out of marriage and relationships. If you absolutely want to try with her, it's time for couples counseling to get to the bottom of how differently you two are and if there is a compromise which works for both of you. So, OP's update says, the day after I made the original post, people's well thought out comments made me realize I have to end things. Probably should have realized without needing to post. Last Saturday was absolutely crazy, and I'm really glad I listened to the advice provided. I dumped her, and I now feel like it was the obvious choice. I called her in the morning and told her that I couldn't deal with the changing between cold and distant. I told her she should find someone on her timeline, and I didn't want to be pressured into marriage. I told her that it really hurt me that she thinks she is better than me, and that she is out of my league. I want someone who treats me as an equal. I say I want to end things on good terms, and I wish her well. She gets really angry. She tells me I never loved her and picked at some of my insecurities that I don't even want to share anonymously. Things get heated, and although I try to calm her down and end things nicely, she's adamant that I have wasted her time and I'm not a real man, etc. So things end badly. She then sends me a text saying she would like to end things on better terms. Says she will come over and that we can grow from our relationship. When I see her, she's looking better than she ever has. We decided to exchange criticism. I accept her criticism of putting work as too much of a first priority. I tell her that her saying that she could do better really hurt, and she can't think that in any relationship. She admits she was wrong and proceeds to tell me how I'm the best guy she has ever dated and gives me a huge number of compliments. She asks me if there is anything she can do to fix things, and I say that this relationship is dead and over, but I'm glad that we didn't end things like we had left on the call. I make it clear that nothing is going to change, that this is over. She then proceeds to start trying to give me a BJ. This has been a request of mine that was turned down because she always thought it was disgusting. I enjoyed it even more than great sex. Afterwards, she said I could take till tomorrow to decide whether or not we were over, and that I should know that she will do what it takes to fix it. I say that this is over, and that I cannot live in a relationship where I have to threaten to end it to get any semblance of respect, love, and compromise. She begins to cry. Tell me how I was always the one for her, the one she'd end up with. She told me that some of her friends were interested in me over the years. We were just friends, but she never let me know because she wanted me in the end. After continuing to stand my ground for over an hour, where she basically begged me, she accepted things and left. I get a screenshot from a friend of an Instagram story she sends to just her close friends. I was on that list earlier this week, clearly not anymore. It's the special list in green where you only share it with a subset of your followers. It basically berated me as someone who wasted her time, etc. I sent her a message saying that this is my last message to you, and then I am blocking you. I said I hope everything works out well in our life and that we stay out of each other's way. I feel free, and I'm going to get a woman who is nice to me without reason and loves me for me. Thanks everyone for the support. Didn't expect such a huge response. Now, I'm going to turn this story to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How do you think you would have dealt with it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, our next story comes from GrabCommercial110, who says, am I the arsehole for calling my best friend's fiance insecure for not giving me a role at their wedding? My best friend and I have been childhood friends, and now we are both 26. He recently got engaged to his girlfriend of 5 years. His girlfriend never liked me, and I always felt like she's jealous of the friendship my best friend and I had. My best friend even once admitted to me that his girlfriend is jealous of me because I have a nicer body and a prettier face than her, and she thinks that someday he might leave her for me. I laughed and moved on because I didn't want to deal with it. Years have passed and her insecurities haven't stopped that much, but in the process my best friend has kind of distanced himself from me and we barely hang out anymore or speak. I try to reach out, but he always finds excuses on why he can't see me, and I'm sure this is her doing. Anyway, they're now planning their wedding and we started getting more chatty with my best friend now, discussing wedding details and stuff. I asked him if he or his fiancé would consider me in their wedding parties, and he said he will have three of his friends as groomsmen only, and he doesn't know what his fiancé will do with bridesmaids just yet. So I reached out to her and asked her if I could be included so I'd know. She replied in a very rude tone of how I can't be seriously asking that question. I told her to get over herself and that if I wanted her fiancé, I'd have taken him a long time ago. And she's lucky I haven't made any move yet, and she should thank me instead of being insecure and trying to exclude me from my friend's big day. She hung up on me and immediately notified my friend, who in turn told me I was an arsehole and I must immediately apologize. I said she was rude first, and he said he doesn't care. Am I the arsehole? Now, I've got to admit, when I first came into this one, I was sort of like on the fence of a not the arsehole, because I thought, well, you know, it's just one of these jealousy issues and you're getting pushed out of your friendship because of that. But as the story went on, holy moly, you guys clearly don't get on. And I don't know if it's weird or not, but I kind of found it weird that you actually request to be a part of like the wedding parties anyway, like phone them up and saying, hey, have you considered me to be part of this wedding party or what? It's like, I could never do that myself. Maybe that is a normal thing, but it certainly doesn't feel it to me. But then you turned around and said, you know, get over yourself. And if I wanted your partner, I'd have taken him a long time ago. And that she's lucky that you haven't made a move yet. Oh, dearie me. So now you've likely gone from, you know, asking to be in the wedding party to completely out of the wedding at all, most likely, and just pushed your friendship even further away. But Frightmare says, yep, you went from being an innocent friend to an arsehole. First of all, people inform you if you're going to be part of the wedding party. You don't ask, you don't request or demand. Not saying you did either of those, by the way. You are informed. Then we have this, which turned you into the arsehole of the story. In quotes, I told her to get over herself and that if I wanted her fiancé, I'd have taken him a long time ago. And she's lucky I haven't made any move yet, and she should thank me instead of being insecure and trying to exclude me from my friend's big day. It goes on to say, I hope you didn't highly value that friendship, because now it is over. You won't be hanging out anymore. You crossed a major line. You're the arsehole. Worried Aries says, you're the arsehole. You don't ask to be included in someone's bridal party, especially when you aren't their friend. They ask who they want. Saying, if I wanted him, lucky I haven't made a move yet, is petty, spoiled and extreme. No wonder she doesn't like you. I think it's less about her being jealous and more about your attitude of entitlement. Terry says, you're the arsehole. I'm prettier tells me that it might not be jealousy, but your ego behind why she doesn't like you, and who the heck invites themselves to be part of someone else's wedding, no matter how close you are. Lady Navia says, you're the arsehole big time. Look, you haven't been friendly to his fiance and he started to distance himself. Whether it was her doing or his decision, he got along with that. You speak of the bride truly and kindly. It is clear that you hate her. Maybe you are the one filled with jealousy. Or she saw those small gestures when a woman wants something from a man, even if it's not outspoken. How would you think you'd be a bridesmaid when you're not even friends with the bride? And what are you hoping from a sentence like, I haven't made a move yet? Are you planning to make a move on a married man? Can you make your insecurities any more visible? Can you make yourself look like any more miserable? Can you be any more of an arsehole to the person who is your best friend's choice for life? Is he truly your best friend, or are you secretly in love with him and resent her because she is his bride and not you? You are a disgrace to women and best friends in general. And Gerbaloo says, you're the arsehole. You are not entitled to be part of the fiancé's bridal party. You barely know her. She barely knows you. Nor does she like you. And with the way you ended your conversation with her, I don't think your best friend does now either. I don't think any adoring significant other would let even their best friend talk to their spouse that way. Let's hope you are still invited to the wedding, OP. The Sparkle Bunny says, "Giant, you're the arsehole." It's hard to unpack all the arseholish behaviour in this post. Your judgement of her face and body sets the tone for what is clearly going to be a you're the arsehole story. Your former best friend told you clearly that he was having three of his friends as groomsmen. That was your clue that you weren't getting an invite to the wedding party. Then you call the bride, who clearly can't stand you, and invite yourself into her wedding. As for the bride being lucky, you haven't made any move yet. You did, and he chose her. Fake Ass Flower says, "You're the arsehole." Your comments to the girlfriend implied romantic feelings, thus validating her insecurity, so you didn't help yourself. Sounds like this childhood friendship has run its course. There is something wrong with that. Yeah, girlfriend was insecure and rude, but he picked her and he's marrying her, so he should and will put her first, even when she's rude. So I'd let him go off and be happy with her and take two big steps back. Now, I'd apologize for my comments, but not the sentiment. She's been rude and it's taken a toll on your friendship. Then I tell my friend that I don't deserve to be treated rudely and have a nice life. And I'm very glad some of the comments in this one said, you know, it's not normal to ask to be a part of the wedding party, but I always question myself on some of these things because there's always, always a comment that will prove me wrong. I always get someone who says, like, you know, in my part of the world, you know, that's totally normal to ask to be a part of the wedding party, or, you know, in my part of the world, they have a gladiator battle and the last one alive is the one who's part of the wedding. Obviously, that last one didn't happen. That was just an example, okay? But anyway, what do you guys make of this situation? I can't see this ending well at all for OP in any way, shape or form. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me, and I just want you to know that. So thank you so much for being you, being awesome, really does mean the world, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.